I'm joined by Nuruddin al-Abdu, who has just fled Idlib after the army took over. Nuruddin, can you explain what happened in Idlib?
Yeah, in Idlib, the regime army raided the city for consecutive days of shelling of bombs on the city. A big destruction in the city. More than 200 people were killed. About 300 were wounded, and the same number of arrested people. They are now using the arrested people as human shards in order to save themselves from the coming back of the Free Syrian Army. The Free Syrian Army is now left Idlib to the neighborhood areas, and now a big destruction in Idlib, in houses, cars, and markets. They have searched all houses. They took schools and transferred them to search points, schools, hospitals, and turned them to search points to the Syrian army. Now there is no free army in Idlib. The regime army controls the city, but by energy, by force. The Free Syrian Army has simple weapons and unable to face the regime army, who has tanks, has planes, anti-aircraft. He is using anti-aircraft against the civilians. What upsets me is that the regime army doesn't face the Free Syrian Army. He, as a reaction, shells on the civilians, on the city. The Free Syrian Army is now out of Idlib.
Are they in control of Binish, 3 miles to the northeast?
No. The Free Syria, there is a Free Syrian Army now in Binish. And before there was Free Syrian Army in Binish, and now after the Syrian Free Army in Idlib left Idlib, he went to Binish and other areas or regions in Idlib the province, like in Jabal Zawiya and other regions.
So they control, the Free Syrian Army control areas around Idlib, but not Idlib itself.
Yeah, but the demonstration is continuous. Today there was a demonstration and the army shooted.
And you yourself have fled to sort of villages in Jabal al-Sawiya. Is the Free Syrian Army strong in those areas?
Can you repeat, sir? There is a lot of noise.
In Jabal al-Sawiya, is the Free Syrian Army strong in the villages around Jabal al-Sawiya?
Yeah, the Free Syrian Army is the same in all Syria. It's strong, but strong by the support of the people who his mission is to support, to defend people, to protect them from the attacks of the regime army. He has simple weapons. He tries to make the attack late, lengthen the attack of the army on villages and areas. I don't have the words to explain that. I'm sorry, I'm not a good speaker in English, but he tried to make it late while he let the wounded people and activists flee out of the area.
When did you?
This is his mission only.
When did you flee Idlib?
I'm in Jabal Zawiya.
When did you leave Idlib?
Yesterday afternoon.
And what did you see before you left?
A big destruction everywhere. I was with the Free Army trying to take photos and save videos. Now we are all out of Idlib. We are waiting for the chance to come back to Idlib. We are waiting to know the centers of the army in order to know how to live inside Idlib. But we will go back to Idlib, inshallah.
When do you think that will be?
I don't know, maybe 3, 4, 5 days. We want to know the way the army uses. Is he moving all the day in the city, or is he gathering in centers and stay in them, attack a neighborhood or a street and come back? We know that. Is he guarding, putting research points on all the city or in just 3, 4, or 5 centers? Tell the it be obvious to us. But we are going back.
I saw video footage of Free Syrian Army troops in control of a tank or an armored vehicle in Idlib. Do they still
Yeah,
control
this
any
was
army? Do they still control any tanks?
it's in Khan Sheikhoun, not in Idlib.
Okay. And do they still
In Khan
control?
Sheikhoun.
Do they just control one tank, or is it? Or there more than one? Is there more than one tank in?
Yeah, there are two tanks, but this was in Khan Sheikhoun in Idlib. Khan Sheikhoun is a rain in Idlib.
How far away is that from Idlib city?
Idlib about Khan Sheikhoun, Idlib. It's about 50 kilometers.
To the north, to the east, to the west?
وين شرق شمال غرب to the south of Idlib, the city. 50 kilometers.
So what do you think?
I don't.
What do you think is going to happen over the next few days?
I think the army will complete his road and continue to Binish and other range around Idlib, like Ariha, Marit El Noman, other range. But he will go now to the around city cities around Idlib, like Sarmin, Binish, Taftanaz, Salqin, Marit Musrin. Those cities are around Idlib, the city.
And do you think they will fall today?
No, not today.
But over the next few days.
Yeah.
And how any idea how many people were killed in the army assault on Idlib city?
Today?
In the last few days.
The last 5 days, the attack began before 5 days. We have in Idlib, just in Idlib, the city, I'm talking on Idlib, the city, just we have more than 200 martyrs, 300 wounded people, and more than that number of arrested people, and about 10,000 of refugees displaced Idlib to other provinces in Idlib, in Syria, and also to Turkey.
And it's very close to Turkey. Would you like to see Turkey or any other of the sort of international community intervene to help the Free Syrian Army?
Yeah, we asked that from September 1911, but we don't expect that. It's obvious now that all the world wants Bashar al-Assad, except the Syrian people. We don't want him at all. We will continue our revolution until we get rid of him. It's obvious now that we know that if America or Britain or such great countries, if they don't want Bashar al-Assad, by a move of their finger, they will get rid of him. But we know it's a plague on the Syrian people, but we are clever, and the Syrian people are clever and know all that. We know that he is protecting the border lines of Israel, but we don't have any problem with Israel, Syrian people. We don't have any problem with Israel. His Bashar al-Assad relations with Israel is under the table, but we don't have any problem if we are a part of the internet. Excuse me, sir, I want to interrupt and come back because I have a call with the Al Arabiya channel now. I have an appointment. I forget that.
Okay, Noureddin, thank you very much. Thanks.
Thank you, sir.